Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show, coming to you here on Wednesday, July 28th of 2021. Can you believe it's almost August already? Well, it is on Sunday, but I want to welcome you to this Miracle Man program coming to you here from Midland, Michigan, wherever from around the world you may be joining us, whether you're here in America, whether you're or in another continent, in another country or on another continent. We're just so glad that you're with us. And whether you're at work or at home, maybe you're on vacation, like I was a few weeks ago. Maybe you're at the beach. Maybe you're sitting outside at your pool. Maybe you got a pool outside and you're sitting outside by your pool just listening to the Miracle Man program, which I would say there's nothing wrong with that at all. Just keep that suntan. Because after all, many people, once they tan, once they're in the sun enough, over the course of a summer, they get to where if they get red, they just keep tanning. They don't necessarily burn as easy. And I'm glad about that because I have to tell you, I love sun time at the pool or the beach in the summer. Being in the water, sitting beside it, even getting tan. Well, don't you think you're hurting your skin when you do that? Well, to each his own. In heaven, we won't need to tan. But I hope heaven has a big sunroom where it's never cloudy. You can just be under that sun. But we're just so glad that you're with us tonight, however you've found us. And I have to tell you. No, I don't have to. I want to tell you this. If you've tuned into this program, it's not an accident. If you think, oh, I accidentally tuned into this program. No. It's not an accident. You were led here somehow. And I want you to stay a part of this program. And I want you to receive what God has for you tonight through His Word. As we're going to study the Word a little bit. And, of course, the Word of God brings life. The Word of God is life. And the Word of God can fix whatever's going on in your life. And that should bring hope to you. It should. If it doesn't bring hope, I don't know what will. Because a lot of us need hope. And Jesus is the best. The Lord is the best thing that you can put your hope in. And that's something to be grateful about, that we can put our hope and our trust in our Lord Jesus. And I'm just glad to be a Christian. I really am. I'm not just saying this. So we got a good show for tonight. We're going to get into the word of the Lord tonight. And then we're going to discuss what we read from the book of Joshua. And then we have some fun Tigers stuff to talk about. If you didn't watch the game, or if you turned it off and went to bed, well, you missed out. And you'll have to wait till the end of the program to hear what happened. But let's just say it was exciting to see. They were there in steamy, hot Minnesota. And to give you an idea of how crazy this is right now, Minnesota was in the mid and high 90s the last couple of days, but not here. Keep in mind that where the Tigers were, Minneapolis, Minnesota, is not as far north. I mean, it's further north, excuse me. It's further north than here in mid-Michigan by at least 100 miles. But somehow it was hotter there by quite a few degrees. But nonetheless, that's where the Tigers have been the last few days. But we'll talk more about that later. A couple of cool things I want to mention, but they're not necessarily announcements. I was thinking of some certain items that you might think about putting on a hot dog that I would say you should not put on a hot dog. And I thought of some one-liners to help you with some of these. So for lettuce, I was thinking, let us not put the lettuce on the hot dog. Let us not. And then I tried to think of ones for onions, dunions. They're done, meaning we're done. I'm not putting onions on this hot dog. That's a good one, right? And then I'm trying to think. Oh, I had one, too, that I came up with for sauerkraut. Sour what? As in, you're seriously going to put sauerkraut on that hot dog? Well, not me. Downstate, I'll get a Coney dog with some sauce on it, the Coney sauce on it, hopefully with no onions. If it's not a Coney, there's a lot of ketchup. And if it comes with a meat sauce, fantastic. But don't want onions on it. Don't want sauerkraut on it. Don't want lettuce on it. Oh, and relish. Relish is reliculous. Is that how you feel about it, too, because you don't like it? Those are some pretty good one-liners, don't you think? Yeah. Oh, yes. That's because I was at a certain picnic today where we had hot dogs, and, you know, people were asking, you know, you want relish? Nope. You want nope. And so I'm just sitting as I was just, so that made me think of those, because I was thinking of just something, you know, well, funny, because, the Bible tells us that laughter doeth good like a medicine. And sometimes you just got to be able to laugh. Oh, all right. But so for those of you who live in the state of Tennessee, it's tax-free weekend for school supplies, including clothing, starting with Friday, going to Sunday. But also something that I personally would be even more excited about is that there's tax-free week for restaurants, which starts on July 30th, goes all the way to August 5th. That'd be a dream, because no tax on the prepared food, no tax on the sodas, any of that. They have a 1 year tax-free on guns and ammo down there, too. I wish they had that on food. I'd be all over that. I would love it if Ohio was that way too. Because they're already tax-free on if you say you're getting it to go, like four from the fast food places. But I think it should be that way dining too. And not only that, should also apply on the candy, the sodas, and that stuff too. So. I've been wishing for years that Michigan would do a tax holiday, but they never do it, and I don't understand why. I don't see what's bad about them either. I think they're good. I was at a mall in Tennessee specifically Hamilton Place Mall in Chattanooga, Tennessee, when they had their sales tax-free weekend, and it was the busiest I had ever seen it. Mind you, I had only been there once on a Saturday before, but it was the day after July 4th, 2014. This was in August 2015. Nonetheless, I think it's a pretty cool thing. And then on here, somewhat near here, next week is the Saginaw County Fair, 2021 Saginaw County Fair in Chesaning, near Saginaw. And what they have going on is they have this cool thing going during the week, where during the week, for $10 a person, you get into the fair, you get to go on the rides, you get to go to the grandstands for like whatever derby or what have you they may have, and all that. You don't have to pay to park either, but it's $10 a person to get in that fair. I would say worth it if you're going to ride the rides, of course, because you don't have to pay any extra to go on the ride. And they got good rides there. From Big Rock Amusements, they have the Zipper, the Ring of Fire, the Zero Gravity, this thing called the Beast that I've never gotten to ride yet, but I think it would be really cool. The Air Flyer, which I'm sure I told you listeners about. And, of course, your Sizzler, your Himalaya, your Tilt-A-Whirl. And, of course, and the Sea Ray, which is a pirate ship ride commonly known as Hero's Fury. But the ride, Pharaoh's Fury / Sea Ray, does not have a sign on it that looks anything like Pharaoh. If it did, it would probably keep the ride from moving, wouldn't it? It'd be like, no, I won't let you go. No, you're not riding. Just, you know, because like Pharaoh being mad at the... But anyways, that is 2021 Saginaw County Fair with Big Rock Amusement. And of course, remember that since it's a fair, they always have your fair food favorites, including mine, which are corn dogs and elephant ears. And of course, vinegar fries. Can you go right? Can you go wrong with vinegar fries? That's right. You can never go wrong with vinegar fries, ever. And if you wish you didn't eat them, you wish you didn't eat your vinegar fries, then they probably messed them up. And because they're honestly, the vinegar fries are honestly, it's just, in my mind, they're a fair staple. I mean, I enjoy them when I go to a fair and they have vinegar fries. It just makes it, you know, they're very delicious. How about vinegar cheese fries? So what'd you think of vinegar cheese fries? Might need to do some of those, I'm thinking. Yeah, I might need to do vinegar cheese fries. Because the cheese fries at Invasion are off the chain when they have them. And every year during the Invasion. As for elephant ears, how do you like your elephant ears, Rachel? Or do you just like them the way they come? Nothing extra on them. You're just going to eat them how they are. Isn't that the normal ones? They probably are because you don't do the fruit toppings or any of that. No. Just the cinnamon sugar. And those are very much delicious. Yes, they are. And I could go for one of those right about now, wishing they had those at Invasion too, but they had bread bites, which were pretty good, by the way. But I'd still rather have an elephant ear. Yep, I'd still rather have an elephant ear, which they used to have about 12 years ago. They quit making them. And so let me just check the time real quick. Of course, in just under a month, football season is going to be starting here in Michigan with it's going to be starting with high school football first at JV and freshman. On Wednesday, August 25th, and also varsity on Thursday, August 26th. first home game at Melbourne Community Stadium with the new bleachers will be Bow versus Grand Blanc. Midland will be home the next week. I'm honestly excited to see what the bleachers are going to be like. I'm curious. I'm excited, to be honest. I really am. I wonder if they're in. Rachel, last you checked, those bleachers were not in that parking lot anymore? And what about that? And what about that construction equipment that was littering the parking lot? Or is that all gone?
I think that's all gone now.
Oh, good. I hope it's gone because I want to see those bleachers. Because here's what I hope those bleachers are like. I hope those bleachers, you know, where you put your feet. I hope that that's all like metal and hollow. And you already know why, Rachel, don't you? Because if they are, not only do you get your, put your feet out down on them and make that stomp noise, but the other thing it can do too, I think, if it works right, it can make everything sound more bassy and stuff. It can, as long as they're, but they got to be close by the bleachers. If they're actually on the field, it might not work as well, which makes sense, doesn't it? That it would. If you're down front, maybe. But I'm excited to see how the whole thing, and you know how it turns out. So just have to see how it is. But before we get into the meet of the night, a couple announcements. First, I want to remind you that until further notice, we're back to our normal programming, which is Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday between 6:30 and just about 8 o'clock. We have it planned so that it ends at 8, but I say just about because sometimes it might be done at, like, you know, 7:58, 7:59. Just all depends. But so for now, we're back to normal following the invasion until further notice. The other two things I want to mention is, first of all, I want to ask you to please go online to riversofmiracles.com. That is rivers, R-I-V-E-R-S, of miracles.com to find out information about the book Rivers of Miracles and about how you can be a part, how you can buy the book so that the book can be a blessing to your life. And the book, what Rivers of Miracles is, it's a book that my mom wrote. That's the story of my life. Talks about the different things I faced. You know, the different, you know, there was even things that was like about her finances when I was little. You know, won't get into everything, but when you see the book, when you read the book, and find about all these testimonies that took place in my life, it'll just make you realize, man, the Lord is faithful. Mm-hmm. And so please go online to riversofmiracles.com. Find out information how to buy that book. We believe in God for that book to continue to sell. How about it? The other thing I want to remind you is our PayPal. Miracle Man now has a PayPal. You can go to paypal.com When we get on the website, you'll see the search bar. On the search bar, I'll want you to type in my name. You want to sow a seed. And if this show has been a blessing to you, I'd want to ask you to please consider sowing a seed. And I'm not desperate. What I want is for you to get blessed by God. And to sow a seed of however much you would like, it's not up to me how much you sow. If you choose to sow, it's up to you. It's not up to me. I'm not determining it for you. I'm not gonna stand here and determine for you how much of a seed that you need to sow. I'm not gonna do it. But when you go to PayPal.com and you see that search bar, you'll type in River Shukla, which is my name. R-Y-V-E-R-S. Let me spell that again. R-Y-V as in violet, E-R-S, space Shukla, S-H-U-K-L-A. Keep in mind that the R in Rivers and the S in Shukla are both capitalized. And whenever I sow a seed, I pray over your seed. And I just believe God with you, that he will do whatever you're asking him to do for you. And the verse I want to stand on tonight is Luke 6:38, which says, "Give, and it shall be given unto you. Pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall man give unto your bosom." Sorry about that silence. I was just checking the clock, which we are in good shape. So we're going to sing a couple songs, then we are going to open up to the word of the Lord and see what God has for us tonight as we study his word. Let love explode to bring the dead to life. Let God, we need a revolution somehow. Let love explode to bring the dead to life. Lord, we need a resurrection somehow. My God's not dead, he's surely alive. He's living on the inside, roaring like a lion. My God's not dead, he's surely alive. He's living on the inside, roaring like a lion. Surely alive. Let faith arise and see the dark to light. Lord, we need a resurrection somehow. Let faith arise to bring the dead hope to light. Lord, we need a resurrection somehow. God bless me. My God's not dead, he's surely alive, but he's living on the inside, roaring like a lion. My God's not dead, he's surely alive, he's living on the inside, roaring like a lion. My God's not dead, he's surely alive, he's living on the inside, roaring like a lion. My God's not dead, he's surely alive, he's living on the inside, born like a lion, surely alive. Let heaven roar, let fire fall, come shake the ground with the sound of revival. Let heaven roar, let fire fall, come shake the ground with the sound of revival. Let heaven roar, let fire fall, come shake the ground with the sound of revival. Let heaven roar, let fire fall, come shake the ground with the sound of revival. My God's not dead, he's surely alive, he's living on the inside, roaring like a lion. My God's not dead, he's surely alive, he's living on the inside, roaring like a lion. My God's not dead, he's surely alive, he's living on the inside, roaring like a lion. My God's not dead, he's surely alive, but he's living on the inside, roaring like a lion. Surely alive. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. You're the God of this city. You're the King of these people. You're the Lord of this nation. You are. You're the light in this darkness. You're the hope to the hopeless. You're the peace to the restless. You are. There is no one like you, God. There is no one like our God. Greater things have yet to come. Greater things are still to be done in this city. Greater things have yet to come. Greater things are still to be done in this city. You're the God of this city. You're the God of this people. You're the Lord of this nation. You are. You're the light in this darkness. You're the hope to the hopeless. You're the peace to the restless. You are. There is no one like our God. There is no one like our God. Greater things have yet to come. Greater things are still to be done in this day. Greater things have yet to come, and greater things are still to be done in this today. Greater things have yet to come, greater things are still to be done here. There is no one like our God. There is no one like our God. There is no one like you, God. There is no one like you, God. Greater things have yet to come. Greater things are still to be done in this today. Greater things have yet to come. Greater things are still to be done. We believe in you, God. Greater things have yet to come. Greater things are still to be done in this today. Greater things have yet to come. Greater things are still to be done in this today. Greater things have yet to come. Greater things are still to be done here. Greater things are still to be done here. Your presence is all I need. It's all I want. It's all I seek. And without it, without it, there's no meaning. Your presence is the air I need, the song I sing, the love I need. And without it, without it, I'm not living. I will exalt you, Lord. I will exalt you, Lord. There is no one like you, God. I will exalt you, Lord. I will exalt you, Lord. No other name be lifted high. Your presence is all I need, all I want, and all I seek. And without it, there's no meaning. Your presence is the air I need, the song I sing, the love I need. And without it, I'm not living. So I will exalt You, Lord, I will exalt you, Lord. There is no one like you, God. I will exalt you, Lord. I will exalt you, Lord. No other name be lifted high. There will be no one like you, no one beside you, alone, worthy of all praise. There will be no one like you, no one beside you, alone, worthy of all praise. There will be no one like you, no one beside you, alone, worthy of all praise. There will be no one like you, no one beside you, alone, worthy of all praise. So I will exalt you, Lord. I will exalt you, Lord. There is no one like you, God. I will exalt you, Lord. I will exalt you, Lord. No other name be lifted high. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Lord God, for what you are to us, who you are to us, for what you mean to us. Just thank you, Lord God, that for what you've done in us, what you are doing in us, and what you're going to do in us. Thank you, Lord God, that we get to worship you. We get to honor you. It's our privilege to worship you and praise you and to just serve you. And we do this because we love you. Thank you that you are the miracle worker, that you are the needer of every need. You meet every need represented on this program, through all these listeners. And I thank you, Heavenly Father, that every need represented on this program tonight is met by you. I thank you, Heavenly Father, that as we study this word tonight, that these people are ready to receive from you, that there would be no distractions, that these people would focus and concentrate on you and on your word and not on all this other stuff, these other things that would try to distract them, that you would have their attention and thank you, Lord God, that you are healing bodies. You're healing the You're healing each and every one of the listeners on this program, that whatever healing they have need of, that you just minister to them right now and just heal their bodies. All sickness, all disease, all blindness, deafness, you know, heart disease, diabetes, doesn't matter what it is. You're the healing, miracle-working God. And now, Heavenly Father, I make my confession over this program tonight. I say that sponsors and partners come into this program. I say that finances come into this program. I say that increases in listenership come into this program. Most importantly of all, Jesus, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming into your kingdom, Lord, as a result of this radio show program. In Jesus' mighty name. Let's make our confession tonight. We make a Bible confession because the Bible says that we can have the fruit of our lips. So let's make it a confession. This is my Bible. I am what the Word says that I am. I can have what the Word says I can do what the Word says I can do. I can have what the Word says I can have. This Bible is more than a storybook to me. It's more than a history book to me. And it's more than a religious book to me. Tonight, I am a believer. Therefore, I'm a receiver. And I do believe that I will receive absolutely everything that God has for me tonight. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Let's go to Joshua chapter 1, please. Amen. I want to encourage you to be a part. Like I said last night, don't just sit there and spectate. If you got your Bible or a Bible app on your phone, open it up. I'm going to title this lesson tonight, The Wait is Over. And you're going to discover as we look at the Word tonight where we're coming from with that. Chapter 1 of Joshua. I'm going to begin with verse 1. Joshua 1, 1, NIV. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' aide, Moses, my servant, is dead. When Joshua was looking for Moses, like what Joshua had been doing, hearing Moses is dead isn't exactly something you would want to hear or what you would think you would hear. Moving along. Moses, your servant, is dead. Now then, you and all these people get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land that I am about to give to them, to the Israelites. I will give you every place on which you set your foot, as I promised Moses. Your territory will extend from the desert to Lebanon, from the great river, the Euphrates, and the all the Hittite country to the great sea on the west. No one will be able to stand up against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, I will also be with you. I will never leave you, nor will I forsake you. Verse 6. Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land that I swore to their forefathers to give them. Be strong and very courageous. So, God said be strong and courageous, and then he said be strong and very courageous. God's trying to make a point. Be careful to obey all of the law that my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, so that you may be successful wherever you go. Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and you will be successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Oh, third time. Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. So Joshua ordered the officers of the people, go through the camp, tell the people, get your supplies ready. 3 days from now, you will cross the Jordan from here to go in and take possession of the land that the Lord your God is giving you of your own. But to the Reubenites, the Gadites, and half tribe of Manasseh, Joshua said, well, remember the command that Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave you? The Lord your God is giving you rest, and he has granted you this land. Your wives, your children, and your livestock may stay in the land that Moses gave you east of the Jordan. But all your fighting men, fully armed, they must cross over ahead of your brothers. You are to help your brothers until the Lord gives them rest, and he has done for you, and until they too have taken possession of the land that the Lord your God is giving them. After that, you may go back and occupy your land, which Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave you east of the Jordan toward the sunrise. Then they answered Joshua, whatever you have commanded us, we will do. Wherever you send us, we will go. Just as we fully obeyed Moses, so we will obey you. Only may the Lord your God be with you as he was with Moses. Whoever rebels against your word and does not obey your words, whatever you may command them, will be put to death. Only be strong and courageous. Chapter 2. Then Joshua, son of Nun, secretly sent two spies from Shechem. Go look over the land, he said, especially Jericho. They went and entered the house of a prostitute named Rahab and stayed there. Look at this. Some of the Israelites have come here to spy out the land. So the king of Jericho sent this message to Rahab. Bring out the men who came to you and entered your house, because they have come to spy out the whole land. But the woman had taken the two men and hidden them. She said, yes, the men came to me. I did not know where they had come from. At dusk, when it was time to close the city gate, the men left. I don't know which way they went. Go after them quickly. You may catch up with them. But she had taken them up to the roof and had hidden them under the stalks of flax that she had laid out. So the men sent out the pursuit for the spies on the road that leads to the fords of the Jordan. And as soon as the pursuers had gone out, the gate was shut. Before the spies lay down for the night, she went up on the roof and said to them, I know that the Lord has given this land to you and that a great fear of you has fallen on us, so that all who live in this country are melting in fear because of you. We have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you when you came out of Gareth, and what you did to Sihon and Og, the two kings of the Amorites east of the Jordan, whom you completely destroyed. When we heard of it, our hearts melted, and everyone's courage failed because of you. And the Lord your God is God in heaven above and on the earth below. Now then, please swear to me, to the Lord, that you will show kindness to my family, because I have shown kindness to you. Give me a sure sign that you will spare the lives of my father and mother, my brothers and sisters, and all who belong to them, and that you will save us from death. Our lives for your lives, the man assured him. He didn't tell what we are doing. He was sweating kindly when the Lord gives us the land. So she let them down by a rope through the window, for the house that she lived in was part of the city wall. Now, she had said to them, go to the hills, so the pursuers will not find you. Hide yourselves there 3 days until they return, and then go on your way. The men said to her, this oath that you made us swear will not be binding on us, unless when we enter the land, you have tied this scarlet cord in the window in which you let us down. The kindness that you have brought to your father and mother, your brothers, all your family, and your house. If anyone goes outside your house into the street, his blood will be on his own head. We will not be responsible. As for anyone who is in the house with you, his blood will not be on our head. A hand is laid on him. If you tell what we are doing, we will be released from the oath that you made us swear by. Agreed, they replied. Let it be as you say. And she sent them away and then departed. They sent the silent cord in the window. When they left, they went to the hills, and they stayed there 3 days until the pursuers had searched all along the road and returned without finding them. Then the two men started back. They went down out of the hills towards the river and came to Joshua, son of Nun, and told them everything that had happened to them. They said to Joshua, the Lord has surely given the whole land into our hands. All the people are melting in fear because of us. All right, so let's discuss. So what happened was so Joshua is looking for Moses. Joshua had been Moses' aide since Joshua was young. But then the Lord came to Moses and said, Joshua, Moses, my servant, is dead. As I said earlier, it doesn't sound too comforting. And God had taken Moses up. You cannot find the burial place of Moses anywhere in Israel. You can find all these other people who were buried. You can even find the burial place of Jesus. Well, you can't find the burial place of Moses. But what I'm going to talk about tonight is the wait is over. You see, so the Israel, you know, Moses had sent 12 men to go scope out, check out the promised land. In other words, they went out there to just kind of scope it out, see what it looked like, and give a report to Moses and to the people. Joshua and Caleb went, and they had seen what they had seen. And they gave a good report. The other 10 spies, however, did not give a good report. Made people be afraid. And because of the behavior of those people, of 10 of those people, you know, they were told by the Lord, you are going to spend 40 years wandering in this desert. You have to wait here 40 years. After the 40 years, you may go to the promised land that I give you. They had to wait. And wait. And wait. Maybe some of you, maybe you'll be, maybe some of you before have ordered takeout from a certain restaurant. Well, say you called ahead of time. Well, say you called at like 6 or so, and you let them know that you'll be there at 7. Let me tell you something. You, just because you got there at 5 to 7, 7 o'clock, or 5 after 7, does not guarantee that it's going to be ready. Sometimes you have to sit and do what? Wait. Well, I ordered it an hour ago. Well, that doesn't mean it's going to be ready. I heard a story about this. No names. They had went to Buffalo Wild Wings. They had ordered food. You know, they just wanted some wings and some mop sticks. Was it? Not complicated. Nothing fancy. Just a basic Buffalo Wild Wings, or a lot of the young folk like to call it B-dubs, which is also the name I like to call it. So they order their B-dubs, get there at 7:05, see other people with their food, getting out of there, and that, and the manager says, "Sir, you have to wait." Your order's not ready yet. Time goes by. He sees people. Time goes by. Sees more people come out getting their food. Time, a few more minutes go by. Sees some other people. 10 minutes go by. He asks them again. 15, 20 minutes. 30 minutes. A bag comes. They call him. Your food's ready. Steals the bag. And for a second there, this person is so angry. This isn't the right order. It was a very big bag. And it had a lot of stuff in it. He asked the manager, "What's up with the bag?" You ask the people working there, "What's the deal with the bag?" And they said, "The manager said that because you waited so long, you had to wait for such a long time to include some extra things in there that you didn't order. They ended up with fries and other things." The word is the wait is over. The wait is over. You know, sometimes when you're believing for things, they don't always come instant. Sometimes you have to wait for that manifestation to take place. Even though it's in the blood, you know, Jesus healed. You know, the eyes healed, you know, all this, and healed that, and all this other stuff. You know? Sometimes it happens instantly, right, when you believe. Or very soon. Other times, you have to wait. And one of the fruits of the Spirit, patience. Some people may wonder, "Well, Miracle Man, are you a patient person?" Here's the thing with that. I can't say yes. I also can't say no. Depends on what it is. Many of y'all who listen to the show, notice I said y'all. Many of y'all who listen to the show know that I'm a very big football fan. But guess what I have to do right now for the season to come? Because it's only July. The college level have to wait till September. Waiting for that, I wouldn't necessarily say is so bad because my ultimate favorite time of year is summer. And the warm weather that comes with it and different things that I like to do during the summer. So it helps hold you over. So that's somewhere like where I can truly say I have a lot of patience. In fact, I wish July would move a little more slowly. Don't you sometimes, Rachel, don't you sometimes wish the summer would go by a little bit slower?
Oh, yeah.
I do. I do. I actually wish it would go by slower. On the other hand, when it comes to seasons, well, I can't wait for winter to be over. Cannot wait for it to be over and for it to be April, May, June, July. And to go back to the pool and to go back to the beach and all this other stuff. But we know winter goes by slow and we have to wait. I wish you could just suspend winter permanently, but I don't think that's how it works. You know, when it comes to waiting for a certain season to come, you know, you know, and you have to wait for that season to get here, at that point I'm a little more impatient. I want spring to come and summer to come. But as I said, am I a patient? It all depends. And even in line, it all depends. How long is it? If it's long, you expect it to take a while. But if you're in line at the drive-thru, like McDonald's or something, or God forbid it would take this long at a Chick-fil-A, but we'll just say there's three cars in front of you. But you're in line for like 12 minutes. That you have to wait for these three cars. That's a while for only three cars, isn't it? 12 minutes. And when it's taking a little while, instead of I'm more like, did they order the entire store? Do you ever think that sometimes when you're in line? And it's taken a while to move between certain cars? Like when the line is short, but it's taken a while. Sometimes in your mind, that's when it's the worst, isn't it? Is when it's not even that long, but it takes forever. And it's like, did they buy the entire store? And then I'd like to say, well, they did buy the entire store. Oh, man. Oh, man. Then you get up there and you finally get the prize. That's the stuff you want. You know, whether it be that large fry that you wanted, your dollar large fry that you can get with a McDonald's app, or maybe it's an ice cold Coke with no ice. Maybe it's a Slurpee. Maybe it's, who knows what it is. But just something that's, you know, super, super tasty and that you enjoy. But, you know, But what I want to say, the wait is over. It shall come to pass. You see that, you see, Joshua, God was telling Joshua to tell those people, get ready to cross over the Jordan River and go to the promised land, saying, your wait is over. Those 40 years are over. Even though to some of those people, it probably felt like 100 years. So they had to sit there and eat manna 40 years. Couldn't go to McDonald's, couldn't go to KFC, couldn't go to you know, Long John Silver's, couldn't go to the Crackle Barrel. Mm-mm. I'm glad I'm live now and not then. And take of note, I did call it Crackle Barrel. But anyhow, you know, they just had to sit there and wander and wait 40 long years because of what they had done. Moses died when he was called to come up to a mountain. Fire hit him. Moses died. Moses, you may not, for those of you who don't know this, Moses was not meant to enter that promised land. The Israelites were, but not Moses. That was the initial plan. To go to a place that was flowing, for them to go to a place that was flowing with milk and honey and donuts and ice cream and cheesecake. I wish. I made up the other three because there was no ice cream then, there was no donuts then, there was no cheesecake. I don't know. Maybe they made cheesecake out of that manna. I doubt it. Do you think they made cheesecake out of the manna, or do you doubt it? You doubt it? Speaking of cheesecake, I know someone who doesn't like cheesecake at all. But you see, some of you have been waiting for some things from God for a long time. You've been waiting for God to move on your behalf for a long time. You've been waiting on God for direction for a long time. Waiting, waiting, waiting. Some of you patiently, some of you maybe with a bit of an attitude. That may have been based on what you were waiting for. But the wait is over. Sometimes, you see, if God hasn't told you anything yet, you know, you have to wait for his directions that the Lord will give you. And then if you ask him for guidance, he will show you things. And, but the whole Moses is dead thing, it was just right there. There was no time for a transitionary period. Like, okay, Moses is going to die soon. Joshua, I'm going to prepare you and have you prepare the people. After that happens, I'll tell, God would say, I'll tell you, Joshua, what we're going to do from here. Nope, there wasn't any of that. Instead, he comes out and says, Moses, my servant, is dead. Right from the get-go. And then later on, he tells Moses, I mean, he tells Joshua, excuse me, three times in the course of like 10 verses, be strong and courageous. Be strong and courageous. Be strong and very courageous. Don't be afraid. He's telling him, don't let fear get upon you. That's why they couldn't go to the promised land the first time. Fear got on them. Fear got on them. That's what was up with those 10 spies that were not Joshua or Caleb. Fear got on them. And it kept those people from the promised land that they were meant to enjoy. And because of that, they had to wait in the promised land and want, I mean, in, they had to wait in the desert for 40 years. 40 years. And eat that manna. That they could not make cheesecakes or anything delicious like that out of. There were no famous grandma's homemade breakfasts there either. But you see, they had to follow the instructions of the Lord. When God says to do something, do it. Don't just sit there and wait for him to have someone else do it. I think of, you know, Jesus with his mother and the water and the wine. And when Jesus said, whatever he says unto you, do it. Don't sit there and hesitate. Do it. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this word tonight. Thank you, Lord God. We would be hearers of this word, doers of this word, and not just hearers. That we would understand that the wait is over. That you are with us. You're helping us. And that we would get busy for you. And that we would do as you've called us to do. In the name of Jesus. Amen. All right. Let's talk about that tiger story that I told you that I was going to tell you about tonight. Currently, the Tigers are in Minnesota for a series. I mean, are in Minneapolis, Minnesota, for a series against the Minnesota Twins. On Monday, the Tigers suffered a walk-off loss. Last night, Tigers got into Minneapolis. They wanted to win. And at first, it was, you know, 0-0. In the second inning, they gave up a grand slam. At one point, they were down 5-1. And then in the top of the ninth inning, with an out, three balls, two strikes, bases loaded, one of the batters hit the grand slam. They end up winning the ball game. I mean, to tie the ball game, 5-5. The Tigers end up winning the ball game 6-5 in 11 innings. But in order to do that, they had to get out of a Minnesota jam, which they did. and they won 6-5. The Tigers did. I speak Psalm 91 over us in the name of Jesus. No evil comes near us. Giving your angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. And until next time, God first, God always. So long, everybody.